know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my name is Melissa Benson. I've been in e-commerce space for up until the last 2 years. I was there for about 8 years. Was able to build a couple businesses. I was able to sell one at the end of 2022. And so now where I'm at is just transitioning into walking with other women. I have such a heart to see women, mostly who are at home with their kids, just because that's my story. I'm a homeschool mom of three. While I built my businesses, I was doing that. And so I just have such a heart to help women build their families, build their businesses, and build wealth at the same time.
Ooh. Wow. That is so good. And we have some people. Hey, Jamie, good to see you. Jamie's e-commerce also. And Benjamin and Leslie, you guys are back again. It's like my third live today. So I'm like, yeah. We're back again, guys. Yeah, so good. So I'm Stacey Lauren. I run the Do the Thing community and have a podcast. And I really like to help people get out of their head, use their voice, and help them do the thing they want to do through like small actionable steps, which I call dares, to get them to achieve their goals before they even realize they're doing anything. Cause it helps them not overthink, overplan or get into fear. And right now my focus is on helping people build engaged, connected communities. And so, I am just really excited. I have a wealth experiment happening. We have a masterclass tomorrow, and then I've got a cohort starting on Monday. So like my mind's just kind of like in this abundant space. We'll get into it during this conversation right now because it's exciting, all the things that are happening.
That is awesome. So good. Yay. Yes. And I am Sarah Moses. I am the founder of the Do It Now community. I like saying that so much. I'm the podcast host of the Do It Now podcast. I am a mindset coach and an inspirational speaker. I have a background in real estate investing and being an Airbnb super host. I'm a mom of three amazing daughters. And I am so fired up about this conversation that I couldn't wait another second. And I just came up with a term. I think why I'm so fired up, because I'm going to be vulnerable today. I'm going to share some personal stories. And I came up with this term. I am a recovering wealthaholic. Mm-hmm. I was addicted to the wrong mindset about money. Mm-hmm. And it came from the way I was raised and the things that were said out loud about money. Mm-hmm. And it really affected me. And it's taken me decades to let go of that. I kind of always knew inside. Have any of you like ever felt inside that you knew somehow that wasn't right to think that way about money? Because I always was fighting against it and rebelling against it and saying, no, I believe that the universe will always provide. I believe in an abundance mindset. I'm not going to believe what they're telling me about money. I'm not going to believe what my parents are telling me about money. I'm not going to believe what society wants us to believe about money, that money is bad or wanting money is bad, because I know the opposite to be true. Because I know, and I've seen that when people have money, they can help others. They can build hospitals. They can pay for research. They can save lives. They can help people that can't help themselves. Right. So money can be a good thing. So I'm so fired up today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's perfect timing too, because we were having a conversation earlier on the group call for the Audience Accelerator and Melissa, I'm so excited you're here too, because I feel like we're going to all be able to have this space around this conversation, which I think is really important. So thanks, Sarah, for putting this together. But I was talking about how my whole thing was never about money, like with what I'm doing, because I had to live in that money thing for so long with my staffing company. I was protecting people's jobs. I was like literally like the person that had to make sure that all these people were working, because I not only had 60 employees in my internal company, but I had 600 external. And so I had this like huge pressure to like have people working. And so when I left that industry and that company, I was like, the weight of the pressure of all these people came off of me. And so I just want to have fun. I just want to play, you know, and I just want to like enjoy my life. And so I built the communities, not even thinking about money. I was like, I'm researching this book, this formula, like how to help people, you know, take action and get out of their head, like I said earlier. And then all of a sudden I realized I had to monetize, not had to, but it was like kind of like it was getting so big and so much time that it was like either I had to shut it all down, you know, or in order to feel reciprocal, I was going to have to monetize it. And that's when like I was in the middle of the podcast challenge and I realized I was ready to. And even when I was doing the Audience Accelerator, in my mind, I still wasn't helping people make money. I was helping people build community. Mm-hmm. But what I realized was, and this is kind of like fun because we had this conversation earlier, I realized in order to really help them build community in the most coolest way, I had to help with the money. Because if people were still focused on how they were paying their bills or, you know, like day-to-day kind of like expenses, then they're constantly in that space. But when you no longer have to worry about money, it's like all the fulfillment is there because then you're from this like play space. And so anyway, that's where the wealth experiment has been born. But yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts too, because it's just, it opens the mind up, right? Yeah. So now seeing what's possible.
That's actually what you said at that last part there is actually my story. Like I was so focused on the money because I felt like we had a lack of it. And so you're so worried about getting the thing done for the money, because practically as humans, just in reality, we need it, right? But you're so focused on that thing that what I was doing was I was actually missing the thing that I was called to, because I was so focused on like, what's the thing that's going to make the most money, instead of just like, what was I created to do? And understanding that there's so much abundance that if I just do the thing, if I can find and do the thing that I was wired to do anyway, the money is actually going to come because I'm just operating in the way that I'm supposed to. And the rewiring of our minds, that money is such a resource instead of just like this thing I got to get. It's like you said, Sarah, it's such an incredible resource to be able to do amazing things for people. Like that's what's exciting to me.
So good. And just check in with everybody here. We have Allison's here. Let's see. Jamie said she's heading to LA next week from East Coast, Canada. Oh, that's great. You live near LA, don't you, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm 90 minutes north of LA. I'm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, cool. What else here? We have Allison said a wonderful, Allison said, go Sarah, money makes it possible for us to be generous and yes. play. Yeah. And Neil said, money is not bad, but money is good. And yes. reciprocity is key. So mm-hmm. good, you guys. So true. Yes. Yeah.
I love too, that both of you mentioned in different ways, this idea of when it's fun and easy and relaxed and creative is actually when we can, how do we say, attract money mm-hmm. to us instead of having to like work hard and go mm-hmm. and fight for it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I was so inspired when our mentor, Eileen Wilder, started this conversation, you know, recently in her home on, was it Wednesday morning, right? And mm-hmm. yeah. she said this one comment, let go and let favor flow. Mm-hmm. She was talking about the anointing and the favor of God. And I was so moved by her discussion about that. And Melissa, maybe you can go into more detail about what she was talking about, you know, squeezing that supply, that oil pipe so that it can't flow. And just, she said, let go. And then the oil flows. I had like an emotional response to that. I became very emotional because I felt such a relief. Oh, I don't have to keep so tight. I can relax and let go. Yeah. And she talked about the idea that great sums of money are already here for us. We just need to be aware that they are, so we go looking for it.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah. That was good.
Wasn't that so great? What did you guys think about that?
Go ahead, Stacey, if you want.
Yeah, I mean, so much about that is true. And the one thing that just kept coming up the whole time we were there, because you guys want to see my award.
Award.
So it's like the $25,000 a day award. And it was so fun. I know, because like I thought it was normal. This is what's fun about this, being around people with a shared goal, right? So we're in this like $1 million kind of like a day masterclass mindset, you know, where we're around everyone that's doing the $25,000, $100,000 days. So it almost like feels normal, like for the people that got it, like we're cheering them on, but it's like, it's not weird, you know, or like, whoa, like when I brought it home or when I told my mom about it, she was like, wait, what? Like, I don't even know. And so it doesn't really feel special, not special, but it doesn't feel different, you know? And Julie from, she's in the Audience Accelerator. She was saying this morning, it's kind of like when you're in my community, you know, and probably Sarah, yours too, I'm imagining now, is people, like, if you don't have a podcast, you're kind of like the weird one, you know what I mean? Because like everyone in my community has a podcast, or I'm going to make you a podcast at some point in the life, in our life, or go on someone's podcast. But if you're somewhere else, you know, then it's like, oh my gosh, what, you have a podcast, you know? And so, what it does, though, going back to your point, Sarah, is like, it's the awareness that like you could have $100,000 a day, that is possible. Like, I didn't even have that language like before meeting her. Right. And then once meeting her, I was like, wait, you can have $100,000 a day. Okay. Well, then you know what to go for. Right. So it puts it in your worldview. So now, you know, you can have it.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, I would just like add to that, if anyone's interested, like, and you know, I know everyone believes different things on here, but the passage that she got that from was actually from Zechariah 4. So if anyone wants to like dig into it, you can actually read the story. It gives this really cool word picture of these lampstands, and there's these olive oil trees that the oil comes in. And the idea is that those olive trees have an abundant supply. It's a never-ending supply that's pouring into this lampstand. And so I don't know if there's any recovering perfectionist listening today, but I'm one of those. And that's why I love Stacy, because she helps us so much navigate that. But for me, it was always about striving for the next thing and doing it really well and being detailed. And those things aren't necessarily bad in themselves, but I do think they can block us. Instead of just sitting back, leaning back and saying, I'm just gonna, whatever, what, like Sarah and I had a cool conversation about popcorn. Maybe you can share that in a minute, but whatever opportunity God presents for me today, the fact is it's already there. I just have to look for it. Yes. And I just need to sit back and just go in the favor, like just flow in the favor instead of trying to gnaw my way to like get the thing I'm supposed to have. Yeah.
That's so good, Melissa. It's so good. And it's, people have talked so long about money being energy, and I never understood what they meant by that. And I think I'm understanding it in the sense of the law of energy, the law of attraction, that instead of chasing it, if we relax into it and are open to receiving it, that it's here. The abundance is here. Everything we have ever wanted is here. We just have to be aware of it. And we have to surrender to it, because we have to believe that we're worthy of it too. That's an interesting concept. What do you guys think of that?
Worthiness. Yeah. Well, I wanted to first kind of mention what you're saying there was, because what immediately came to my mind as you're talking about like the awareness and all of that. I remember going to a Tony Robbins event before, and he did this like really cool exercise showing how powerful like our reticular activating system is, where, you know, you're not thinking about the blue shirt, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's like, okay, you know, like notice everyone with the blue shirt. And then all of a sudden you notice everyone with the blue shirt, kind of like the car. I'm sure you guys have heard that story, where you don't have a car, and then all of a sudden you get the car, and then you see it everywhere. That's what we're talking about, right? Like we're literally talking about how easy it is, you know, to be able to attract it, because you're like, it's in your awareness of it. And as far as the worthiness, I'd love to hear, your thoughts on that, Melissa, because I imagine, especially with building a business that you've built and then helping women in the way that you do, there's a lot of that comes through.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part. I mean, just sharing really candidly, even for me, you know, creating an offer for women like almost a year ago, and it was all about just the business steps. But what you realize is that there's so much more to business than just the practical things, right? And it really is, like I always say, like entrepreneurship is like the quickest way to like grow, because you just find all these things that like start to surface, and God starts peeling back the layers. And so I do think we have to really change our mindset about like, not only am I worthy, but like, how do I feel about rich people? Like, this is something, you can't be a rich person if you think there's wrong things with rich people. So it's just so much like mindset. And I'll share really quickly. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but just really quick on mindset. You know, I got this, or I was told about this picture one time about, you know, you have neural pathways in your brain, right? And I don't know, tell me if you guys have ever heard this before, but those pathways are like, you can almost picture like a path through like a really crazy like jungle. There's just like stuff everywhere. And then there's this little path that your brain creates to do, think, whatever we do in life, whatever it is, right? You have this pathway. Well, when you're forming a new way of thinking, it's almost like you have to carve a new path. And so sometimes, you know, when you feel so much resistance about like starting to think a new way, it's like you're, because you're like with your machete trying to like carve this new path in your brain. But what's so cool is that once you like start to create that new path, the other one like overgrows and your mind won't default to it anymore because you don't use it anymore. And so pretty soon it like goes away, but it takes the time to like keep going this way. Nope, I'm going to think. I even caught myself today. Like, nope, this is how I'm thinking. This is how I'm thinking, you know? So I don't know if that resonates with anybody.
But. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then the machete idea of like the visual of that, like it's true, right? Like it's so huge.
That is so good, Melissa. I love that. Cause you know, I love us talking about us being the boss of our thoughts and retraining our thoughts. Just like if you didn't know how to train properly and you know the way you were working out was like you know injuring you, you know, yeah. We train the way we've been thinking about money. Yeah. And that means we have to exactly like what you were just saying. I love how you just described mm-hmm. that. You know, stop mm-hmm. thinking in that way and go down a different path and keep thinking these different healthy thoughts about money. Yeah. I loved what you said too. Like, how could we possibly become a wealthy person if we think that wealthy people are bad? Like doesn't even make sense, right? It's so interesting.
Right. I think the other thing I like from just even if we're talking about the experience in Texas, because I think it's great when you get to share with people an experience that we just had where we paid a ton of money for an event and then we can share what it is, right, in the excerpts. But I like how Aileen like really talks about, and Jackie too, like even charging people, you know, for stuff. It's not like you're able to, and I'm not going to say it as well as they did, so feel free to add more context, but you're able to give someone like the biggest transformation that they can have of their life, right? Because they're investing in themselves, you know, and then they're like, it means something to them, which then gets them to do it more. And plus you get to have a more intimate experience. And I really do love that because I know that was one of my kind of like hangups for a while was really, really understanding that, knowing that I probably, if I didn't start charging, you know, I wouldn't be doing this anymore. And I think I'm helping so many people for free, you know, and then the percentage of people that is, you know, are like doing more of my deeper programs and that's going to be the same way, you know, it's the way that it works for everyone, I think. But anyway, I love the way that they're able to speak to that too.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say just to that note, like, I mean, how many people have, and you guys have probably experienced this, you buy something that's really low ticket, which is not bad. It's not a bad thing, but I think about like the courses or things I bought for like $17 and then I never touch it. But when you spend $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 on something, you're going to show up differently. Why? Because you're not going to spend that kind of money and not get every ounce of every little bit that you can get. And I just feel like we are a testament to like spending high amounts like that. Mm-hmm. It does something to us. It's not even about the person you paid. It does something to you because you will show up different. Yeah.
That's so good, Melissa and Stacey, that you both brought that up because I think that's this misconception. We think we're doing people a favor by giving them a deal. Yeah. When in actuality, we're like handicapping them because they're not going to pay attention to that thing that we're giving them, that course or, you know, it's just amazing how if we put a value on something and we act as if it has value. How about that? We act as if it has value by the way that we charge for it. Then they receive it as having value and they pay attention and they take action. Yeah. I'm just curious what you guys think about like modeling that for our clients too.
Yeah. I mean, I just would give like myself, I have to give myself grace because it is a process of like being able to charge that much and pay that much. And but I think I've learned too much now to be able to go back. It's just like, I know that when you pay attention and it's like, I've just experienced it for myself now, you know? So I don't know.
I think the other thing I really like is like meeting you guys and like all the people that we've met, you know, through the experience. When I think of just even like that group, and then I'm in another group where I invest a lot in, I think Jamie, I think that's how I know you from, and, in with Jana, you know, Alex, some of the people from that. So we're in these like spaces where we're investing in ourselves, we're investing in our businesses. And, it's like, it's almost like we're in the same kind of like place. I don't know if that makes sense, where it's like you have this shared goal and it's like, no, I'm doing it. You know, it's like a different level of like commitment. Anyway, I just think there's something really, really cool about that. Cause the people we've met, I mean, I'm picturing like really cool stuff, like in my head, you know, like I'm picturing like once everyone gets over the mental blocks, you know, I'm seeing like us all on a, well, you know, the yacht or like
the yacht. I love that.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah.
I really like what you guys mentioned too about being around other people. And you mentioned being around people who are having a $25,000 day or $100,000 day, because we're around people who are making it look easy, or it feels easy to us, because it seems, first of all, it seems super achievable because lots of people around us are doing it. And then that brings me to the point that I want to sort of invite people out there to think about is, are you around people who are talking about money as if it's hard to make, hard to find, hard? So or good. Are you around people who are talking about money in this easy, relaxed, abundant way? Because, gosh, you got to be very careful who you're spending your time with, right?
Yes. So good. I would, yeah, I 100%. And I just want to encourage, like, because a lot of this is new for me. I just to share with openly with the audience, it's new, but I'm telling you, there are people out there. I was talking to my husband last night about this because these high dollar amounts, you know, are, they're just a different frame, but to just know that there are people out there that this is not hard for them. And that's one of my challenges. I just have started telling myself, like, this is easy. This is easy. It doesn't have to be hard to have a six-figure day. It's easy, you know, and you have to hang around people though that think that way, because otherwise you look like a total weirdo, you know.
That's so funny. That's so funny. And maybe we're all saying that that's a good thing, to be that kind of a weirdo and think that way, because, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what I keep saying with the shared goal. Like, that's why I'm so excited, because it's like, if you think everything's possible when you have a shared goal, when you have a group of people, right? Like I did that with the dating thing, you know, it's like shared goal was dating and then the podcast, shared goal was podcast. So now it's like in my dating group, if you're on a dating app, it's like, really, why are you on an app? Meet people in person. Cause that's my whole thing there. And the podcast, of course, everyone has a podcast. Some people took a little longer, but for the most part, everyone ended up getting, you know, a podcast. And now the shared goal with the wealth experiment is about wealth, you know? And so now it's like, wow, like what can we all do? You know, when you like open your mind, I'm like, I am just like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Right. Oh, and this brings me to a point I wanted to talk about today, is that what you're talking about, I think though, is wealth becomes easy when you collaborate, right? Do you think so?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Oh, and then Corinne, hey, Corinne, do you remember her? She defined your voice. She said, yes, the environment we surround ourselves with is so important. And then, and Neil did a bunch of fun emojis.
Awesome.
Yeah. The environment's really, important. And it's also important, the people, and they might be big, important people in your life. My mom, growing up into my teenage years and the college years, you know, her mantra to me was, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Beggars can't be choosers. You know, having money in this life is difficult. Just a lot of that language. And I had to completely separate myself from that, because I didn't want to hear it anymore and I didn't want to believe it. And I wanted to have a separate relationship and identity and thoughts about money. And it's been decades of work, but finally now I have to say, and I'm just curious if this is for you guys, is being around other people who, as you said, they think that making money is easy and they think that wanting money is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am around people who are thinking healthy, positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden everything seems easy and it seems like abundance is coming. And I almost am worried because I want to be able to handle it, right? I want to be able to handle the yacht and the private jet and all of the things, right?
Yeah, I know. It's not a good problem to have. That's so good. Yeah, it reminds me of, so I sold books door to door in college. I remember I never went to the rich houses, you know, back then, or bed, what do we call them? Big brick. We call them big brick houses, you know, because I just didn't identify with that. I didn't want to I didn't want to expose myself. So I did more of the middle ground houses. It wasn't until I ended up graduating. And then I worked for this clothing company where I was like selling these custom suits, but not at a store. I would sell them like directly to like businesses and CEOs and C-level executives. And so I ended up meeting just a bunch of wealthy people. And my perception about, I'm so grateful for that job. I'm so grateful for that job because that's what got me to open my mind up to like, oh, rich people aren't bad. Oh my gosh, they're so cool. Like, oh wow, they're just like me, you know? And it was like, all of a sudden then it was like, well, and relatable, right? Like where they would, I would talk about their story and all of that stuff. And so I think what you're saying, Sarah and Melissa, is so right on, because like you have to open up that like mind of like what is possible, you know, in order to bring it in. Otherwise it's hard to come in if you don't see it.
Yeah. So good. And I would just say too, really thinking about, you know, why we do desire money. And this has been something I kind of had an epiphany on our trip. Because up to this point I've, you know, really wanted certain things for our family, which is a good thing. The house, the pool, the dirt bikes and quads, you know, like all those, and they're good family things. Like we would do them together. But I had this experience on our trip where, and I won't tell the whole story, but I had this shift where I'm like, I want money also. And there's a third component I'll share in a second, but also the fact that I would never have to choose a certain hotel that wasn't safe because of my, like what actually happened for me was this shift in going, money actually would make me have to never feel this kind of not unsafeness. What's the word? I can't think of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I don't know if I, without sharing the whole story, I don't know if that's coming across for people, but it's just the power of choice almost. Mm-hmm. Not even that I wanted the fancy hotel so I could, you know, get up in there and whatever. It was literally just the safety that I wouldn't have. I had a choice, you know? And then the third component, I think for me about money, because it gets a bad rap. And I guess that's what I just, is kind of on my heart. It gets a bad rap. But the fact, like, I have a desire, you guys, to write a six-figure check to my church. Mm. Like, I want to do that. I want to buy a person a car and it just be like, oh yeah, I bought them a car because they needed it. Mm-hmm. Like, and that to me is the exciting part. And so I want people to talk about that more. It's not just about some of those material things, but the material things aren't bad. We have to be okay with that too. They're not bad. You know how much I can connect with my family if we go on a $10,000 trip or more, or what, you know, but the other component that we just can help and give so much when we have those resources. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So good. And it's not even about the things, it's about the time. Like for me, it's about having the time freedom where to be an entrepreneur, where I don't have to give away my time and not be able to see my children or be there to pick them up from school or help with things, you know? So that time issue is so important of what money, you know, cause it's more valuable than money, but we can't have our time unless we have money. It's an interesting.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I loved about, and going back to the shame, which I think we were going there. I can't remember the word you used, but now that's coming up. It's like the shame of like, I remember like I used to never do like massages for myself, you know, or any of that stuff. Whereas now I like run and bathe in that, you know, and I love how like our mentor, when we were there, like she talked about like how she said how, you know, people do country clubs, she does masterminds. Like I like that. Thing. I thought that was fun because it like shows how like the thing that people think are in the box, you know, you could do it differently than everyone else when they perceive it. But then I also loved how she talked about having a house manager and like having a cook and like getting Uber Eats and like, you know, because there's shame around that, right? Yeah. Like about like using some of these things. And it's really just like, I don't know. I'm getting like chills just thinking about just how we're like being opened up right now. You know, just the expansiveness of whatever it is we want. And like going back to what you guys are saying, with then we get to give it in the ways that we want to who we want, but it's more globally, right? It's not so like one-on-one. Now it's like we're taking this like 100-foot helicopter view and we're like able to like almost like see it from this really cool place because our brains are like exploding. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe when I was thinking about this today, how far I've come and the fact that I wanted to have a conversation about money. Cause you know, I was told that it's rude to talk about money. It's bad to talk about money. You can't talk about money. Really? Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? It's such an interesting thing. I want to talk a little bit, if you ladies are open to it, about this concept of delay, because that's a word that's been floating around in my head too, as it's related to wealth, because I think our fears hold us back from taking action. So that delay in taking action keeps us from our wealth.
Mm.
What advice would you give to someone if you were trying to help them with that delay part of it? It's like the delay is almost like this wall between them and their wealth, right? Yeah. Whether it's the procrastination or...
I love the saying we learned there, which is money loves speed. And I think I finally get it. Because I understand why. It's because the more you delay, the more you get in your head, the more scared you are, the more the feelings of I'm not enough or who's going to listen or is this going to be good? You know, the more that like compounds, where if you're just in constant action and in momentum and get people around it, then it's like, you don't have time or you're not even going to delay. Cause now you have people on the other end of whatever it is you're doing. And that's where I think the wealth comes.
Yeah, that's so good. In fact, you know, there's different things that like make our heart jump. And when you said that, it made my heart jump, because when I think about the fact that if I keep delaying, someone out there is not going to receive the breakthrough they need based on the thing that I was wired to give them. And that makes me want to get into momentum. I have chills. Mm. Makes me want to get into momentum so much faster, because now it's just not about me, because I don't want to turn on the camera. Now it's about, man, there's something out there that needs to hear this today. And so honestly, I don't know if I can say this, but like, is delay selfish?
Melissa, that's good. Wow. Oh my God.
Wow.
Whoa. Mic drop.
Yeah. Delay is selfish.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's so good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. I think we can just forever.
Oh my God.
Delay is selfish.
Wow.
Delay is self-serving because it keeps you safe and it puts everyone else at jeopardy that you could have helped.
Dude.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So taking action is the ultimate gift of generosity.
Oh my gosh, what?
The ultimate gift of bravery and courage.
My hair is pounding.
Wow.
That's really good.
So good. Oh my God.
You know what? I don't want to switch us, but those two things that just came out would not have happened had we not got on this call and collaborated. Yeah. That's the new thing. Maybe in my quiet time it would have, I don't know though. I don't know if it would have. I think it's the conversation, because I've never said that before, and you probably haven't either. It's just like,
yeah,
it's the conversation that made it come out. Wow.
Yeah. And I, that's what I want for people. And I hope anyone listening will, you know, first of all, join my Do It Now community and the Do the Thing community and Melissa's upcoming community, because being part of community means there are always people there who are on your side who want to support you, whether you have an idea or you want to start this business or you want to grow this business. All you have to do is reach out to someone and either ask for help or ask to collaborate or invite them or invite yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? Like it's just the taking of action. I hope if there's anyone listening right now, if there's something you have been wanting to do or grow or find about money or wealth or your business, just do something today before the weekend's over and like jump on a call with somebody, a Zoom call or make a meeting. What do you guys think of this?
Yeah. I just happened to have the wealth experiment last tomorrow. I'm like, you know, it's really good timing, but that would be a good place to start. It's free. Come join.
I swear I didn't mean to do it.
So good. I'm like, I'm taking it. But no, it's true. And it's like, it's almost like, I don't know if I've ever been as obsessed with something as this, because I feel like it's so weird when you like see it all, you know, and like, you know, what gets people stuck, you know, what gets them to move through. And then you literally have now figured out the path to all of it. So like, it's not like, people that don't know me might think it's hype, you know what I'm saying? But like, when I'm like, I'm literally helping you create wealth in the most beautiful way. But the people that know and have been a part of a challenge, like, know what I mean. Like, no, literally, I've like figured out everything that's ever gotten you stuck in your life. And I've put something in there to make it plug and play. So you could just go, baby, go, as Eileen would say, you know, like just move, you know? And so anyway, so yeah, so tomorrow is the wealth experiment.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the experiment and the time? So it's tomorrow, which is
Saturday. So the masterclass is 10 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm in Facebook jail right now, so I cannot comment the link, but I think it's do the thing wealthexperiment.com. I think I did give it its own URL. But yeah, definitely join that. I think I saw most of you guys are in that, which is great. But join that. And then tomorrow I'll be opening an invitation to the next live cohort for Do the Thing. And for those of you that don't know, typically other than the dating challenges, cause that's where my like beginning was, other than that, I only do, as of this point, I've only do a live cohort one time. And then I automate it. So like the Find Your Voice, that was a live challenge. And now it's automated. It's still amazing. You're still in this like live cohort, but they're the videos that are on demand. And so that's just the way it works. So it's a really special time because it's still new, you know, me testing it, but it's the first iteration of like, okay, I know exactly what needs to happen to help people move to create. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
That's so good. I'm going to make sure to put the link in my community.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And I wanted to offer to anyone, because I believe so much in what Stacy teaches and just in Stacy herself. In fact, Stacy, can you hold up your award again? Your 25.
I don't know how long this will stay on my table, but I just got back yesterday, so it's on there now.
She's not making this up. This is the award she's making, you know, $25,000 in a day. She's soon going to have the $100,000 in a day. So this is real. Yeah. But I believe in it so much that I believe there's a cost of $47 for the course. And I'm going to tell it's not.
No, because this is the wealth experiment. So this is the part of the audience accelerator. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's free.
Tomorrow's free. Yeah.
The masterclass is free. Yeah.
Masterclass is free. But what I'm saying is there's going to be something later on that's like $47. No, and I'm going to say,
it's too much money that you're going to be paying for.
Because I was going to say the gift I was going to give was that I was going to, if anyone didn't like think it was worth a gazillion dollars, I was going to like pay their $47. I was money back guarantee. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, wait. So because there's no money back guarantee, so I have no gift to give, I'm going to give a different give right now because I'm new to this world of give.
Yeah.
I learned it in Houston. I'm going to give an hour one-on-one coaching to anybody who wants to work with me on mindset. And the mindset can be around money. It can be around taking action. Mm-hmm. It can be around whatever you want it to be. And so that's my give to anybody who reaches out to me through my Do It Now community by midnight tonight?
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That's an amazing gift.
Yay. Can I just speak to the two of you really quick for anyone who's listening from either one of the three audiences, but Sarah in particular has helped me a ton with mindset. So that is a huge gift. I've had 5 minutes with you before that has shifted things. And so an hour coaching call with you, please, someone has got to win that. That sounds incredible. And to Stacy, I will say, I have never met anyone who can simplify it so much. And that is an amazing thing. The way she takes, well, you saw the award, but the way she takes what she does and she breaks it down and weeds out everything that doesn't matter and simplifies it so much. And in fact, before we got on this call, she said, oh, don't you remember doing such and such? And I was like, no. because that's how easy it was. It wasn't even, it didn't feel monumental. She's like, oh yeah, that thing. I'm like, oh yeah. So it's so beautiful, because I think up to this point, it's like business has to be hard. It has to be complicated. And I just love that about you, Stacey. You're the collaboration queen, and you just can simplify things, which just makes it so accessible and doable. So yes, people, get in the masterclass for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's so good. Okay. Before we take off, I do want to just talk about a few other things, because I wanted to, you guys, I'm inviting this to be a series. So we have this as a series, a conversation, because I want to talk about this again, but I wanted to share today. If anyone hasn't read it, You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. I'm sure all of you have heard of this book, right? Have you heard of it?
Good.
It's really good, because I want to invite everyone to read it, because it makes you question exactly what we've been talking about today, how we think about money, how we feel about money. And there's this incredible, I mean, there's so many amazing things in here, but one of them is a little exercise I thought we could give to everyone, and then we could talk about it with them next time. Is this okay, Stacey?
I was just thinking it would be fun. Yeah, if you did like a book club around that book. That would be so fun.
Okay. Are you, I mean, it's a book that's been around a long time. Is that okay though?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh,
yay. Will you guys be in my book club?
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
we're going to do it now.
Corey's book.
We're going to do it now. And I want to also talk about this idea that just make a decision. Everything is just a decision. You just make. So we're starting a book club, everybody. And it's based on You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. Yeah. If you don't get value out of the book, I will refund your purchase of the book. That's how much I believe in it. And we're having a book club. It's so cool. But I want to just leave everyone with a little bit of a homework so we can discuss it on our next series conversation about this. Okay. You have to give a list of it. And this is for everyone listening, all of us, everybody who watches the replay. Okay. Give a list of at least 10 answers to each of the following. This is from Jen. Make a list of all the reasons why you deserve money.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
You have to come up with at least 10 reasons why you deserve money. Number two, make a list of some beautiful things that have happened in this world thanks to money.
Wow.
Number three, make a list of all of the awesome things and experiences money will add to your life. And number four, the final one, make a list of how you being rich will benefit others.
I love that so much.
That's so good.
So Melissa, tying that back to you, number four, when you make a list of how being rich will benefit others, you see that it's selfish if we don't become rich.
Wow.
So good. What a reframe. It is such a switch in the way most of us were raised to think. Wow. Hold on. I got to write it down.
Yeah, I know. I had to put it on mute so I could like write it all down. It's like, cause I'm like, this is perfect. I think it's perfect because I think there is, I don't know why that word shame keeps coming up. There is so much shame around money for people for whatever reason. And maybe it's like, cause people are just so used to like saying, oh, they have this because of blank, right? You know, or whatever that is that comes up. And the more that you kind of recognize that those just maybe aren't your people, your wealth people, like those are fine for your support network for like other things that aren't around money, but you need to have a specific group of people that are like having this frame of wealth and like having different, you know, like where a $25,000 award is like, whatever, like day award, like in a day is like, okay, whatever. I guess that's normal, you know, until you like see that it's not. So I think it's just like opening your mind up, you know, to a different frame.
Yeah.
So
I'm so glad that you mentioned that again, Stacey, because I think we need to dive deeper into that subject next time, this idea around shame, because each time you actually say that word, I can feel my heart and my stomach, because there's been so much shame attached to wanting money or liking money or any of that all growing up. And I think about that, if that's been put on us our whole lives, like how do we wash it off? I know for me now, I don't spend any time around people who think like that or talk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, being really vulnerable right here. I was married to someone who had a lack mindset. Mm. And even though we were well off and very comfortable, he had a very lack mindset. And I have an abundance mindset. And I believe the universe will always provide. And it's interesting because, you know, this person lives, they can't even enjoy their money because they're always worried about that, you know, that the sky is going to fall and it's going to disappear and be gone. And so they don't even enjoy all the money they have. They don't enjoy travel. They don't enjoy doing great things. And where I'm on the opposite side now, and I don't have that much money now. I'm going to be very careful about my words because I believe our words create things.
Yeah.
But great wealth and abundance is coming my way. But I've always been able to enjoy what I do have because I understand that it's there to share with people. It's there. I'm always generous with, you know, anyone who's helping me anywhere mm-hmm. in the world, because I always believe if I'm generous with them, the universe will be generous back mm-hmm. to me. So it's just interesting to decide to have an abundance mindset.
Yeah. The fact that it flows into when you talk, I feel like there's a whole nother conversation here because abundance isn't just related to money. And because I feel like both of you have modeled for me what it looks like to have an abundance mindset related it to business, because like you don't gatekeep your information. Like you will just share the stuff. And the way I used to think was I can't give this away because then when they come into my program, I won't have any more to give. And it's like, no, like there's more than enough. And even this conversation is proof of that to me. Because like we could probably keep talking for another hour. It's mm-hmm. just the fact that there is more than enough in every single thing. It will just keep coming. The oil will keep flowing. Oh my gosh, I have chills.
So good.
Yeah, I just feel like that conversation about abundance and shame, we have to do it.
I love what you both are saying too. And I love this frame of the information. I thought about that too. For those of you that don't know, so when we were in Houston, there was a hurricane thing there and we all still went. And one of the mornings, I was speaking on the next day on how to get 100 founding members into your group in 30 days, basically to help them invite people to their masterclass. So, but then the morning before, that do you guys remember where they couldn't come till like noon. Right. The roads were closed. There was no wind. The wind is like shaking uh-huh. and the whole thing. And then Sarah helped me facilitate, like basically showing them the thing that I was gonna teach the next day. And I could have said, and then I asked Leah because she was part of the incubator to help us too. And I could have said like, oh, I'm gonna speak. I'm gonna lose this opportunity to tell them the thing because there's, you know, it's like big cred, right? When you're getting to speak uh-huh. with her audience. And I could have said that and I didn't. I was like, I'm just gonna serve them at the highest level, like, and actually like worked with them. And we had like the best time, you mm-hmm. know, to do that. And then the next day, the stuff that I taught was different than what I ended up doing because you never have like, you can never, and she used something that I did as a tuck-in offer, which is a whole nother story. Maybe tomorrow you'll learn what that is, mm-hmm. but to her thing. And that was the other thing is I was like, oh, am I going to give the thing that she was going to tuck in? But I didn't care because I'm like, I always have something more I can give, right? And so that's the same thing with what we do when we serve our communities. It's like, no, like there's an unlimited amount that I'm able to like help and serve you with. So of course I'll give you everything I know, you know?
Wow. But do you see how the lack mindset of I better not share it because I won't have enough later totally holds us back and the people we're serving?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. That.
Leslie said a question. Sarah, can you repeat the four question? Type them. Oh, can you type them in the chat? She was writing with her fast pen, but she didn't get them written completely.
Yes. And I will also, in case, because I want to be able to pay attention. Can I put them in the chat in both of our communities? Afterwards.
Oh yeah, please. Especially because I can't, just so you guys know, I cannot love on you until I'm out of Facebook jail. So.
Wow, I want to hear about that later. But I want to talk about one last thing about that. There's these words that have been like coming up for me, and awareness is one. And it comes from reading that book, The Enlightened Passenger, that Stacy Lawrence book club, and I read it on the plane to Houston. I thought it was so funny. I actually took a picture of me reading The Enlightened Passenger on the plane because that's what it's about. But it is this idea of synchronicity and paying attention to what's you know, happening in our life. I use that term popcorn. There was a book decades ago. I need to get the author's name, called The Popcorn Effect. And it's about paying attention to what's popping up right in front of you, mm-hmm. and the people you're meeting. Like example today, today's a perfect example. It just popped up that Stacy's having a class tomorrow on Saturday about wealth. So if there's anyone who's listening and they're available, they should look at that as like, that popped up in my universe for a reason. Do you see what I'm saying? When I'm connecting the dots. Yeah. And that if you're like I've been in a taxi before and the taxi driver has suggested a book or mentioned a book, I know in my mind that the universe put that there for a reason. And that book is supposed to lead me to something. So has that happened to you guys recently on this trip, or is there anything that.
I feel like, yeah, it's amazing, right? When you see all these dots connecting and then you're like, oh, that's why, like, oh, that's why, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's totally happened to me already, like yesterday and today, just in partnerships with people. And where normally I would have had to been like, well, let me think about that and blah, blah, blah. It's like the power of decision is big. And just knowing like if I'm in the flow, if I'm where I'm supposed to be, then when those things do pop. Now, we don't say yes to everything, but I think we start to discern what really is an opportunity, you know, and they do, they pop up and it makes it easy. Again, it comes back to that conversation of easy. It's just like, oh, okay. That's for now. Sweet. And then I can relate to that.
Yeah. Oh, and you just reminded me too, is Corey is actually coming tomorrow at the masterclass for like 30 minutes. He's popping on because I asked him if I could give away. I mean, that's not why he's coming, but I also asked him to give away. There's an opportunity to co-author a book where like everyone gets a chapter and I did it because I think you guys saw my thing where I wanted to have author in my name. I'm like, well, that's an easy one. I'm writing that book, but I just like don't know when it's gonna, you know. So I'm like, I'm just gonna get this. I don't want to take the author thing off. So, So I ended up doing that. So we're giving away one of those tomorrow to somebody, and so he's coming on. So it'll be kind of cool if you're there, Sarah. You can talk to him about getting his book on the reading his book on the airplane. And
yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, but just like I just want to invite everyone to really be aware of what's popping up in your life because it's been brought to you for a reason, and whether you want to decide that it was. You know, for me, I know that it's God that put it in front of my path. For you, you might think that it's the universe that put it in front of your path, but it is correct. Someone has put that in front of you for a reason. And all of these things move forward towards them and take action. And that muscle, that gut instinct about what is right for you and what is not just gets stronger and stronger the more you use it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, say yes to what feels good. And every no you say is a yes to something more important for yourself.
Yes.
So just keep saying yes, keep saying no to the wrong things, yes to the right things, take action, take imperfect action. As Stacy says, do it messy, do it before you're ready. What other gems can we end this call?
I just wanted to read what Jamie said, because this is so true. She said, after I started reading The Enlightened Passenger, I realized Corey's practically my neighbor. Weird how Stacy from California connected me to someone in my own backyard.
Wow.
And then Leslie said, Claude Radier, the popcorn effect from dream to success. So good. I wanted to mention too, this live is actually kind of like proof of it too, because when you asked me to come on with you guys, I have been like, you see, like crazy. I'm promoting my masterclass. I've done like 3 lives already today. Like, thanks so many of you for like come on all of them. I had the group call this morning. I did a gamified thing with Find Your Voice. It was a lot. And so when you originally asked me, I'm like, I'm really busy. I don't have any, you know, I don't know if I have time. And then I like figured out a hole and it worked. And I'm like, okay, great. And then isn't it funny that like now you're setting my mind right for tomorrow to be in the right mental space for like me to really properly feel like I can do this masterclass. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Wow. Good.
And like now we have, what is it? Not taking action. Wait. What's the thing, Melissa? The
delay. Oh, delay is selfish.
Delay is selfish. Yeah. And delay is selfish. Yeah.
That's so good.
And us not becoming rich is selfish because then we can't help others.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Oh, this has been so good, ladies. I want to have this conversation again. I'm going to make you do it. I'm just going to keep popping up like popcorn here. So thank you for joining me. And I hope that we'll see a lot of people tomorrow on the Wealth experiment. We'll have more conversations about wealth.
Yes.
Yay. And abundance. I liked, Melissa, that you added that concept about abundance.
Yeah.
The universe will always provide. Always, always, always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you. Oh, I wanted to add, sorry, I just remembered one more thing because I appreciate you. You guys, like, I just want everyone to know how important it is to create the space for conversation. So Sarah did this, I forgot to mention, and I think it's important. I was laying in my bed when I heard that they were going to be at noon, you know, we're talking about Texas, you know, and I was like, okay, they're coming in at noon. I was doing work and just laying in my bed. And then you were like, oh, I'd want to do, you know, does anyone want to get together for a mastermind early? And that's what created the space for us to even facilitate that like implementation workshop. And then this here, right? Like, it's like you creating the space. And so I just want to like intentionally let people know how important it is to be a starter of that, creating a space and like how cool it can be to do this.
Thank you. So good. Okay. So we've got a few things going on. I'm going to put the homework, not homework, but homework, homework in my community, your community, Melissa, if you want a copy of it for your community. Yeah. And then I have offered to anyone who's listening today or to the replay to reach out to me and let's have a one-on-one hour coaching and let's talk about mindset and abundance and all good things. So good.
Go sign up for dothewealthexperiment.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa.
Oh, and Melissa, can you tell us the name of your book?
Hope Surge. It's right here. So it's a really, you can tell it's thin. It's like almost like a daily devotional, but it's just all about increasing our expectations in the goodness of God and really the power of expectation. You guys will change the game. So that's what it is. It's really short blurbs with scriptures and Hope Surge.
Where can they find that book? Is it?
It is on Amazon or my website, which is melissabenson.co.
Melissabenson.co. I am sarahmoses.com when I'm not do it now community. And Stacy, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, go to the dothethingcollaboration.com. That's my new kind of like, because I love this collaboration, creating collaborations together. Oh, yeah.
Collaboration. And as I learned this morning, collaboration is a verb. Collaboration is a verb.
That's good.
Not a noun. Okay, everybody. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later.
Do the thing. Wait, do the thing and do it now and hope.